Hi there. The word for you today is, who have you won to Christ? Jesus said in Mark 16 and verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. One day a pastor told the manager of a big department store, you know, I've talked about carpets and bedding and appliances with you many times, but I've never talked to you about my business. Will you give me a few minutes? After being led to a private office, the pastor took out his New Testament and urged the manager to become a Christian. Finally, tears began to roll down the man's cheeks, and this is what he said. I'm 70 years old. I was born in this city, and more than 100 ministers and 500 officers of various churches have known me in a business capacity. But you are the only man who has ever talked to me about my soul. That day he knelt down and gave his life to Christ. You know what? We've got the cart before the horse. We keep thinking if we can just bring visitors to church, they'll get saved. And thank God that often happens. But when those in the New Testament church met together, it was to celebrate. Why? Because they'd already won these people to Christ before they even got to church. Think about this. Christ's last act on earth was winning a soul. Remember the thief on the cross? His last command to us was to go win souls. And his last prayer on the cross was for the forgiveness of a soul. You don't have to be theologically articulate. You just have to be in love with Jesus. You see, when somebody's in love, it shows on their face and expresses itself in the way they speak. Jesus said in John 12:32, I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Don't worry about drawing people to Christ. Just introduce him, and he will do the drawing.